Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Weekly Kaiju Havoc. I am your host, Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, what's up, everybody? I hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone had a decent work week and all that. It's almost over. It's almost upon us. The weekend is almost here. Gonna go ahead and let you guys know. Per the usual, my dogs are out and about, and they're sitting pretty close to me. So if you guys hear anything in the background or anything like that, that is them either shaking their head, flopping their ears, jingling their collars, or whatever, because these are my boys, and I just, you know, I like having them next to me all the time. The red bone right now, by the way, is laying down, his head is up, and he has a teddy bear that he likes, this little pink teddy bear, and he's literally just holding it in his mouth and just staring off into nothing. He just likes to hold it. He doesn't gnaw on it. He'll just scoop it up. And it's so funny. Like me and Emily has captured a few pictures, to where sometimes he'll get it and he'll lay down, like he'll cuddle with it and all that stuff. And like, oh, just like right now, he just put it down and has his head laying on it like it's a pillow. And he has one paw under it and one paw over it. So he loves that little teddy bear like there's no tomorrow. But the weekend is almost upon us. This is going to be my long weekend and all of that. And hopefully I'll be able to build some model kits. And going to be going to enjoy the UFC fights and all that this weekend, this Saturday, with Kid Kong, my big brother, and possibly Emily. I'm not entirely sure. I think she works that night, so she might kind of be like, no, I just want to go home and go to bed. So, you know, my lovely wife, that's never going to get old, me saying that. My lovely wife, love it. So, anywho, all right, guys, let's jump into it. Got a few little announcements, not a whole lot of big things, as like nothing really broke the internet this week as far as kaiju news goes and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to share a few things. But first and foremost, I'm really beginning to hammer down what exactly the third episode a week is that I'm going to put out, and I'm going to explain it now. I put a lot of thought into it today, and I've pretty much hammered out what it's going to entail, and so I'm going to go ahead and just kind of break it down to you guys. First and foremost, the main reason that I'm doing it is because, you know, at first, like, I'd started a whole nother podcast just to do, like, movie reviews and stuff like that, but I was trying to record those on Sunday mornings to release them on Sundays, and trying to do that while helming this one on Saturday. Like, trying to knock out two episodes in one weekend was, you know, it was kind of a pain. You know, I'm not gonna lie. And also, like, it was just, you know, having to try and build up the audience again and all that stuff, because there were some reviews that I did. I mean, it only got like two listens, and then there was another one that I did in which it got like, you know, 50 or 60 listens. So, I mean, it was kind of all over the place and all that. And so I quit it. Haven't really been messing with it or anything, but I want to talk to you guys about other things other than just kaiju, because as I've beat it into y'all's brains, no telling how many times by now, I'm a big fan of multiple, like, nerdy franchises and stuff like that, and I want to be able to talk about these franchises. I want to be able to cover certain movies or franchises overall and all that. I really, on the movie review podcast, I covered Predator, and I did a review of Prey, and on this podcast, for a Halloween special, I covered Ridley Scott's Alien, the original film and all that, but I want to jump more into the Alien and Predator franchise and all that, and talk about some of the novels, some of the graphic novels, comic books, and everything. Most importantly, talk about the movies and stuff like that. There's some video game franchises out there that I really enjoy and that I want to talk about and all of that stuff. You know, it's really been a coin toss depending on how I'm feeling that day, as to which video game franchise is my favorite video game franchise of all time. And it always comes down to two choices, and that's either the Assassin's Creed games or the Halo games. I have very fond memories of playing Halo way back whenever I was in school, like high school, and, you know, playing it with all the guys and all that stuff. And I have actually played Halo on a movie theater screen because I had a friend that worked at a movie theater for a time, and he called me one night, and it was going to be after close, like after everybody had already left and all that stuff. And he's like, "Hey man, me and a bunch of guys from work are going to play Halo. Are you in?" And I'm like, "Man, I don't know these people." You know, like, I'm a very antisocial guy. I don't know if I've ever talked about that on here before. Like, I have trouble meeting new people. Usually I can be pretty quiet, pretty reserved, and all that. And, like, it can just be a very awkward social environment for me a lot of times. And so I was like, "Man, I don't know these people. I don't know anything about them. I really don't have any desire to get to know four or five new guys and all that kind of stuff." So I'm like, "No, I'm good." And so my friend tells me, he's like, "Let me ask that again and pay close attention." Me and a bunch of friends at work are going to play Halo. Are you in? I picked up what he was putting down. I said, almost said a wordy dirty. Like, it still gets me pumped and excited about it. But yeah, I said, "Heck yeah, let's do it. Let's do it." And so after the theater had shut down, you know, the manager was real cool with us doing it and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, we went in, we hooked everything up to where it was going to be on the projector, had everything, like, you know, wire, like, hooked up to the sound and all that kind of stuff. And we went down into the theater section where all the seats were and everything. And we had controllers and we played Halo on the movie theater screen. And the volume, it sounded like we were in a war zone in there. But guys, that's one of my favorite memories of all time. And not just because it deals with Halo, but just in general. Like, I had so much fun doing that. And I want to talk about Halo, you know, because I'm kind of getting back into the mood of Halo. I don't have the current Xbox, and my 360 is dust. Finally got the three rings of death and all that, and so it's dead. But there's a YouTube channel that I like called Neebs Gaming. And I don't know if you guys have heard of that. They're primarily a video game channel. They're very adult. They do not censor themselves like I do. So just throwing that out there. But it's just a group of guys that play video games. And they're funny. They're hilarious and all that stuff. And here recently, one of them that has never played Halo, he's doing a playthrough of Halo. And one of the other guys is playing with him. And then there's another one that's just there watching. And you hear his commentary. And so just watching them play Halo, the original Halo, has really gotten me into, like, the Halo mood. And I've got lots of novels of Halo and all that stuff. I watched the first episode of the Halo live-action series. It was decent. It wasn't nothing to write home about, but it was decent. I liked it okay. I'm usually not a big stickler for changing lore and stuff like that. Like, you know, there's people that are just purists that go overboard with, you know, if there's a live action adaptation and if they change one little thing or whatever, like, people throw a fit, talking to you, Rings of Power fans. But, well, in their defense, they changed a lot of stuff with the Rings of Power. But at the end of the day, it's still not enough for everyone to get butthurt over it the way that they were doing. But, yeah, like, I'll finish the Halo series eventually. I'm just not, you know, Emily's not into it, and so I don't watch a whole lot of TV by myself. Like, I usually watch TV with Emily, so when it's just me, I'm usually watching a movie or I'm on YouTube or, you know, something like that. But, yeah, so I'm wanting to talk about the Halo franchise a little bit, Assassin's Creed. Really jump more into, like, some of the nerdier franchises that I'm into. Talk about some Superman stuff, some Batman stuff, some of my favorite arcs, maybe how the reboot of DC Comics back in 2011, that was known as the New 52, how that came about and all of that kind of stuff. that's just really what I'm looking at doing and all of that. And I hope you guys would enjoy it and all that. If you don't, sorry, that's not your thing, but I'll continue to do it. But here's the thing. I'm probably only going to do them every other week just because I'm stretched so thin with all the podcast slash social media stuff that I'm doing in relation to the podcast. I mean, I'm already doing 2 episodes of the podcast. I'm trying to helm an Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, all of that's kaiju related. The TikTok has really suffered here lately. Trying to do the YouTube and all that kind of stuff. So to just throw in a third podcast episode that I would do every week, I don't know if I'm going to be able to helm that or not. So I'm probably going to do it every other week, mainly because every other week for work is just how my rotating schedule goes. I get a 4-day weekend every other weekend. And so I think it would be better if, like, on Thursdays, every other week, since that's technically my Friday and I don't go back to work until Tuesday, I'll have plenty of time to be able to, I've got 4 days to try and put this, put the episode out or something like that, or to prepare for, I'll have 2 weeks to prepare for the episode. And then whenever I get off work Thursday, just record the episode and put it out, that's probably what I'm gonna do. Also, things that I'm looking at doing for it is suggestions and stuff like that. I already have like quite a few suggestions actually, so it didn't take you guys long to start saying like, hey, can you do this or can you cover that and all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, if you have any suggestions for me, or if you have a movie that you're a big fan of, or just a general topic that you want me to talk about and all of that kind of stuff, just go ahead and give it to me. I'll put it on the list. Like I said, I have a number of things that I want to talk about. Now, Eddie, my buddy, old pal Eddie, my Australian friend, I told you I was going to talk about like those martial arts slash military movies and all that, and that would probably be the first segment. Gonna have to take that back, buddy. And the reason I'm taking that back is because I was just going through some of my older messages, and I had forgotten that quite a while ago, like maybe about a month and a half ago or something, one of my other frequent listeners, Jason Cavanaugh, had suggested for me to do a film called Curse of the Undead that was made in 1959, and it's a horror slash western film. I haven't dug into it too much, but apparently Jason had let me know that it was the very first zombie western movie. I didn't know there were enough zombie western movies for there to technically like be a first. But, so I don't know if it's the first or the only or what, but he didn't necessarily suggest it. He just kind of asked, like, hey, have you seen it? Because he knows I like watching older flicks. He knows I like watching movies from like the 30s, 40s, 50s, and all that kind of stuff. So he was just checking to see if I'd seen it. And I was like, no, I haven't seen that one, but I'll check it out. It's free to watch on Pluto TV. And so that's going to be the very first film that I cover. And it's more than likely going to be, I'll share whatever production notes and stuff like that I can find on it. But for the most part, it's probably going to be a review, a reaction, like to how I felt about it, if I liked it, if I disliked it, whatever. And so that's going to end up being my very first segment for this new thing. And then, Eddie, I will get to you after that. Now, there's another individual. I'm sorry, I forgot to look up your username again. The one that had messaged me on Facebook talking about Blackfish, the treatment of orcas and killer whales in SeaWorld, as well as the treatment of foxes during fox hunts over in the UK and all that. I haven't forgotten about you, but those are more, since those are more realistic, like documentary style things, I'm going to sprinkle those out. Like, I do try to stick more in the entertainment media type thing. And so I'm going to do Jason's thing, Curse of the Undead. I will look at 1, 2, possibly all 3 of Eddie's films just to check them out, because you gave me 3 at one whack and all that. And then I'll do one or the other. I'll do Blackfish, or I'll do the fox hunting thing, just to dig into that a little bit. I still haven't done any research on it, but I'll look into it, I promise you. Again, sorry for forgetting your username. I'll try to remember to give you a shout out and give your username and your Reddit name and all of that kind of stuff on a future episode. So again, I apologize. But yeah, that's pretty much what the third episode is going to be on and all that. So again, if you guys have any suggestions, feel free to reach out, message me on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever and everything. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't really been messing with TikTok a whole lot. At this point, I have TikTok just for the sole purpose of sharing funny videos with my friend Kid Kong. You know, he's the only person I interact with on there a whole lot of times. I scroll through Epic Dino Boy. You know, I like a lot of your stuff that you do, which are your action figures and things like that. But for the most part, I don't mess with TikTok a whole lot. I'm just mindlessly scrolling. So, you know, that's what I do. Now, I had told you guys that I was going to let you guys know what film I was going to be covering this Saturday on this episode. And I chose it just prior to recording this, when I was sitting there like, man, what am I going to talk about? Like, I want to talk about something a little bit older, something maybe ranging from like the 50s through the 80s or something like that, but I didn't quite know what I wanted to do. And I was scrolling through my Vudu, just looking through some of the movies that I own digitally, and I came across it, a movie I'd forgotten that I'd even ordered or bought, really. I have not seen it since I was very, very young. I remember enjoying it for what it was whenever I was younger, and it has since gained a cult following. But I'm going to cover the film that came out in 1980, Alligator. Like, obviously, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what that movie's about. It's about a giant alligator, lives in sewers, came out in 1980. It's gonna be terrible. Can't wait to watch it again. Like, you know, I've told you guys before, watching bad movies is a guilty pleasure of mine and all that. Like, cheesy bad movies, not just bad movies. You know, there's a difference. But so that's what I'm going to be covering this Saturday on Kaiju Carnage, Alligator, that came out in 1980. Now, let's talk about two Gundam things, and then I will finish up with a Godzilla-related thing. So, you guys know, you know, I'm a Mobile Suit fan, and I'm going to be talking about Gundam on the third episode here and there sometimes as well, like maybe some of the kits that I put together and all of that kind of stuff, just talking about that and everything. But I ordered today one of my Holy Grails for kits, and I'm not talking about just with Gundam. I'm talking about kits in general. I've told you guys before that while I mainly focus on Gundam right now, I used to put together model kits all the time. I've put together like war vessels, you know, like Man of Wars and stuff like that. Like, I've put together those. I've put together World War II battleships and things like that. I've put together a bunch of cars and all that. I've been into model kits my whole life and all that, but now that I'm an adult, I'm much more into really strictly just the Gundam stuff. But that's not, you know, I've put together a few Star Trek things, you know, but this kit in particular, the moment that I found out it existed, I wanted this kit, but it's very expensive. It is called the Perfect Grade Unleashed RX-78-2. Now, for those of you that remember my Mobile Suit Gundam episode that I did, the RX-78-2 is the original Gundam. In a lot of the model kit building community, we refer to him as Gramps or Grandpa because he's the original Gundam and all of that stuff. I have numerous kits of him already. The way the kits are separated is by grades. I can't remember if I've talked about this before. There's an entry grade, which is as easy as it gets. It's for anybody to pick one up and just basically be like, okay, I'm going to try this out. Let me see if I like doing this. And if you do like it, you can move on to. There's multiple grades, but I'm only going to talk about the main ones. After entry grade, there is one called high grade. And on the side of the box, it just simply says HG. And then whatever timeline it comes from. I like to primarily get stuff from the Universal Century timeline. But anywho, I have one high grade. I have one high grade RX-78-2, which I have built. It's sitting on a shelf. And I have an entry grade RX-78-2, but it's not like based on the anime or anything like that. It's an American type, quote unquote. Like it's got stars and stripes all over it, and, you know, the American flag and all that kind of stuff. It's really cool looking. And I saw it, liked it, wanted it, had to get it because America and all that stuff. So got that. And then after high grade, there's something called master grade. Now, I have two master grades of the RX-78-2. Can you guys tell that I'm a fan of that particular suit, the RX-78-2? But I have one master grade that says it's like version 1.5, I believe. And then I have another one that's even larger that is called master grade 2.0 or 3.0. I can't remember exactly which. After master grade, in between high grade and master grade, there's one called real grade. And so then after master grade, there is the perfect grade. And above perfect grade is this suit that is called Perfect Grade Unleashed. Most kits that you get, just to give you guys the size difference, most kits that you get is a 1/144th scale. This kit, this Perfect Grade Unleashed kit, is a 1/60 scale. So it's nearly three times the size of a standard kit. So we're talking, I've watched numerous videos in the past of watching guys put this thing together. It's always looked fun and wanted to get it. Well, Amazon got some and posted it on their website. And it was the cheapest I've seen online so far. And because I'm a Prime member, I get free shipping. And so I was like, it's the cheapest I've seen so far. I'm gonna get free shipping. If anything happens to it, Amazon has taken care of the problems for me before, so I'm not worried about it getting damaged or lost or anything like that. And so I thought and I thought and I thought, because like I said, it's kind of pricey. And I thought, like, should I do it? Should I pull the trigger on it and all that kind of stuff? Like, man, like, you know, it could, like, you know, I'm having flashbacks of the Godzilla game. Like, hey, I had my chance to get it cheap, and now I just paid, like, three times what it originally released for and all that kind of stuff. Like, so, yeah, I did it, y'all. I pulled the trigger. Yep. Can y'all tell I'm a little hurt? Like, you know, I was sitting there staring at it. I was like, am I about to do it? Am I about to do it? Screw it. Let's do it. And so got him. And, he is on the way. Well, not yet. It says that he'll be on the way. For some reason, he's not scheduled to arrive until the end of the month, which is kind of strange for Amazon. But, he's on the way. I cannot wait to work on him. I called my big brother and told him about him because he's also into kits and all that kind of stuff. And I told him that I got him, I ordered him. He was pumped and excited. He's like, I can't wait to see it whenever it's done. I was like, oh no, you're not going to see this whenever it's done. You're going to see it as it's in progress because we're building this rascal together. Like, reportedly with two kit builders that are fairly good at what they do, and they know what they're doing and all of that kind of stuff. Just going nonstop, it can take like 2 days to build this thing. And so one weekend on my long weekend, like, I'm just gonna have him come to the house and basically tell everybody else, I do not exist to you for the next 2 days, and we're gonna knock that kid out, and I'm looking forward to it. So, moving right along, speaking of Gundam. Gundam had released a movie, an animated movie, last year called Mobile Suit Gundam Doan's Island. And it's based on an episode of the original series that is, quote-unquote, been considered lost, though it has been put on various releases and things like that. but it's considered lost because it was scrapped from the show originally, because the head honcho of the show that was helming everything, showrunner, dadgum, I couldn't think of the term, but the showrunner didn't think it fit in well with the rest of the series, and so there were things about it that it kind of suffered here and there, like some of the animation wasn't quite as good, and there was just like, you know, it didn't measure up, and so it was taken out. Well, Gundam fans for years have been wanting, like, this episode to get finished, slash worked on, slash, you know, like, hey, let's restore the episode and all that kind of stuff. And then out of nowhere, Sunrise decided, we'll do you one better. We're going to do an entire movie about it. And so the little, like, 22-minute episode it originally was got turned into a near two-hour-long film. And it is on Crunchyroll. So I signed up on Crunchyroll. And I'm on the free trial right now. Sole purpose of just watching that movie. Still up in the air. And if I'm going to keep Crunchyroll or not. There's a few things on there I want to watch. But, you know, just... I'm already on a lot of streaming stuff. You know what I mean? But Netflix is probably about to go. Just throwing that out there. After the Gamera series comes and goes. Like, Netflix is probably gone. But, yeah, definitely, I enjoyed the film. I will be talking about it one day in the future, like I'll do an episode on it and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And last but not least, let's finish on a note of Godzilla, another collectible and everything. Hiya Toys is releasing a burning Godzilla figure from 2019's Godzilla King of the Monsters. And it's available to pre-order in mainland China on Hiya Toys' website. I'm waiting for it to hit the Big Bad Toy Store so that I can pre-order it from there. And it's expected to ship slash arrive in the third quarter of 2023. So, looking forward to that. So, all right, guys, that pretty much does it. You know, sorry I didn't have more news and updates to give and all of that stuff, but I wanted to put out an episode and all that today, so just wanted to cover all of that stuff with you guys. So check me out on all of my social medias. On Facebook, I'm Kaiju Carnage, Godzilla slash King Kong Podcast. I have a Godzilla Ultima fan page, and then on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, I am Cal, the Kaiju Guy. So, alrighty guys, thank you all very much. You guys are the best. I wouldn't be doing this without you. This Saturday, in just a few days, I'm going to be covering the 1980 cult classic film Alligator. I'll see y'all then. This is Cal the Kaiju Guy, signing out.